This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
Every Thursday, we've got our, you know, a breakfast champion. That's why we celebrate people making a difference, and Paul, we celebrate people making that all-important difference.
And that is why right now it's time to celebrate our breakfast champion for today. We're shining the light on Koketso Machiani, who dedicates his time to empowering young people through school outreach, mentorship, education, support, and community development through the foundation that Koketso runs. Morning, Koketso, how are you doing?
Hi, good morning to you too. How are you?
Great, go kids. Welcome. You are our breakfast champion for today. We'd like to hear more about your foundation and what you're all about.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Yeah. So tell us about your foundation. What are you guys all about?
Okay, let me start by saying good morning to the listeners as well, and then good morning to you guys. Okay, the foundation, let me unpack this. The KNM Foundation stands for It's Koketso and Molemo. Basically, it's two people. And the foundation has started in 2021. We are based in Pretoria, Mabopane.
Oh, okay. And what actually motivated you, the two of you, to start this foundation? What were some of the things that you witnessed in the community that made you want to reach out to other young people?
The reason for us to start the foundation was that normally in our communities we do have leaders, but the leaders who doesn't care about us as community, you know. I remember one of the good days we were in a lockdown. I remember it was 2020. So before the foundation has before we launched this KNM Foundation, we saw many things that were happening around the communities that first of all we were struggling about the services, which is water and then electricity as well. Kids are no longer playing in the parks. We are no longer having parks. We are no longer having the activities whereby you can just take our kids to go and play. But just nowadays, everything that is happening, it was happening on the streets. So the kids were playing on the streets, right? The cars are moving all over. So, you know, it wasn't safe for our kids. And we saw that some of the things that were happening around the community was that our leaders, the people that we chose to take care of the community, they were no longer there. They are not taking care of us. So hence, we saw the need of starting the foundation in our community.
Mm. And, you know, with all the struggles that you mentioned in terms of what you noticed in your communities, when it comes to you running the organization, what are some of the struggles that you are coming across?
Basically, the struggles that I have faced, we went through a lot, especially when it comes to when you have events or when you go to schools. Sometimes you go to schools and without having anything on our hands, but we go there with the help of our Lord, the Savior. When we get to school, we motivate the kids, even if there is nothing that we are going to give them, you know. And another challenge that we face is that when it comes to transportation, when we have to go out there and perform one of the activities in a community whereby it's kilometers away from us, we are struggling a bit about transport. So those are the minor challenges that we have. And in terms of giving out people something that we can say, you know, as a foundation, we want to play part in the community. Things like the one that we just did recently for Mandela Day, giving out clothes to those people who are in need. Sometimes we do face a challenge whereby we are struggling, especially with manpower, because I have a committee of 6 people, but sometimes, you know, they are no longer there. Sometimes people have plans, you know, so. But I'm happy that the community is coming on board, the community is helping us. But on the other hand, we are struggling a lot, especially when it comes to transportation and food that we have to give away to people, you know? Yeah.
Now, maybe, you know, how can people get to know about your work and so that they can at least, you know, maybe those that want to support you or anything along those lines?
All right. If there is one thing that we always do or we normally do is we take evidence of whatever that we are doing. We do have a Facebook page. It's KNM Foundation. And we also have a TikTok page. It's also KNM Foundation, whereby everything that we do, we normally put on our social so that people, when they want to communicate with us, they communicate with us through our socials. And we also have the email address that if a person wants to send an email direct, he or she can forward the email to the foundation. It's foundation.k24@gmail.com. That's how we normally communicate with our people.
Great. Okay, so we absolutely love the initiative that you, the both of you have taken, you and your partner have taken, and we wish you all the best. And that is why today we wanted to celebrate you as our breakfast champion. That's the founder of KM Foundation, Koketso Machila.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.